Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
All right, we can solve it all with a mere 30-day mask mandate. It'll be mask mandate magic.
Yeah.
You will love mask mandate magic. Now, listen to this. This is Biden and Kamala Harris proposing this. Everyone has to wear a mask outside their house. Dude, you mean like mowing my lawn? Okay, you want to know the latest COVID stupid that I saw? I feel so bad.
Yes,
I was out walking
let's hear this.
With Rambo Loco, and we were watching the poor guy, the lineman that worked the lines, right? And, and they also worked the electric boxes. It is blazing hot. I know. I had my phone. It was over 90 degrees.
Yep.
Outside? Did I mention outside? That's where the lines are, right?
I would assume so.
Yeah, outside. Mm-hmm. Just want to emphasize that outside part. It is blazing. He's got sweat pouring down his face and a mask on. That's all I had to know.
Is he working like in one of those bucket trucks that's up there with the lines?
No.
Oh, okay. So he was on the ground level. Okay.
Yeah, he was on ground level.
Okay.
He was on ground level, but he was working on one of those like big boxes, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I had to know. I was like, I was like, you look miserable. I just out of curiosity, is that like, you know, you wearing the mask by choice or is that policy? He said it's policy.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does your boss know that UV light kills virus? Never mind. Never mind. Okay. Great COVID crazy. So we're all going to be like the linemen. We're all going to be like those who keep us up and running as a society. We're going to walk around outside with masks.
I guess Glenn Campbell will have to change those songs. I am a lineman for the county and I wear a mask on the road.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know why.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so here's the thing about this. Okay, so let me try to get this straight. Okay, well, I'll just let Joe Biden explain how we're going to do this. A federal mandatory mask mandate.
This is not about Democrat, Republican, or Independent. It's about saving Americans' lives. So let's institute a mask mandate nationwide, starting immediately, and we will save lives. The estimates are we'll save over 40,000 lives in the next 3 months if that is done.
I'm waiting for your usual question.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask. Can I ask? I got my hand in the air. Does the mask mandate apply to illegal immigrants, or can they just say, hey dude, todos loco en la cabeza, you know, I live in a sanctuary city, go enforce that on an American, and the Democrats would be like, yeah, okay, cool, we'll go find one.
But your usual question, where's the science?
Why? That's
what are we citing?
Well, yeah, I mean, we now have heads of health, departments for European nations, one after another, saying masks don't work. But nobody cares about that. I've given up. But no, I mean, I don't understand this. How can we have a federal mask mandate, but we cannot enforce immigration laws on the books against people who kill people and drive drunk and commit crimes against citizens? I don't understand this.
Well, I've got a suggestion. If we're really worried about saving American lives and we're going to mandate things, considering that Democrats want to defund the police, why don't we mandate sidearms?
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, let's go.
Because that'll
that.
Save lives. That'll cut down on
that
crime.
That will, too. Yeah, everybody who's not a criminal has to have one.
If you're
going to
defund the police, if we can't count on law enforcement to assist us in our time of need, hey.
Yeah, and I mean, haven't we been told for the last month that federal authorities are evil? And if they tried to interfere in any way, even in abject criminality, the burning down of a building,
right.
any of that, that is government overreach, is thuggery.
Yeah, because they're parachuting in to defend.
Parachuting in, yeah.
To assault protesters.
Yes.
Peaceful protesters. That's what Donald Trump doing. He's parachuting in federal troops, or as they put it, or they're calling them, they're acting like they're military, to go after those peaceful protesters that just happen to be trying to burn down federal buildings.
Well, I am a peaceful non-mask wearer. I don't wear masks. I shop in places that don't require them, so it's buyer beware. You know, you go in there, people aren't going to be wearing masks. That's where I am most of the time. Unless I have to pick up a prescription for the kids or something, I can only get it somewhere with a mask. I have one, I'll wear it, but it's very rare. I've changed all my shopping habits. It's a real pain in the butt, let me tell you. But I'm not putting that thing on my face unless I absolutely have to. So, I'm a peaceful mask protester. Should I just get that same kind of pass that people setting fire to buildings get from the federal authorities? I thought we weren't going to have this kind of, federal stormtrooper type operation, right? I mean, who's going to enforce this? Because the federal authorities, as we know, Lee, are evil.
Right.
And Department of Homeland Security should be disbanded. That came from the ACLU right. this week. So I just want to know who they're going to enforce,
exactly.
Who's going to do this.
What federal agency is going to do this?
That's and a very on what good moral point. Authority?
Yeah.
Right? Because we've been told for a month they don't have any. Even against people actually hurting people, actually committing crimes, trying to do things like burning down a federal building. They don't have the authority. Their job is to stay inside and die. As the doors are barred by the protesters, using the plywood with the nails driven through it, like that, mm-hmm. as they try to set fire to the building. So, and they're wrong if they come out of the building, right? And we were told that. The left has explained it in detail. I mean, mayor of Portland said they're to stay in the building. Well, the joke on the feds was they're to stay in the building. What he means is while they're setting fire to the building and barring the doors. So, I mean, if they're supposed to stay in a building, how are you going to have a mask mandate? Wouldn't that be totalitarian to have a mask mandate against peaceful mask protesters like me? Or is that only for people with liberal privilege?
Well.
And my favorite, will you be enforcing the mask mandate against illegal immigrants? Or only Trump supporters? I just totally curious if it would work the way it does with the riots and the violence and the sanctuary cities. I just wish that a reporter would ask them these questions. Because I just want to know. I mean, there's two tiers of law for everything, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The
dual justice system.
Dual justice. So I just want to know how dual mass justice is going to work and who's going to enforce it. Anyway, here's President Trump on Biden. And boy, you can see the difference in the philosophies here just between Democrats and more conservative people. I don't want to say Republicans, get people confused. So Joe Biden, we need a mandate. We need to tell the people what to do because we're smarter than they are. Here's Trump's comeback to that.
Today we saw Joe Biden continue to politicize a pandemic and to show his appalling lack of respect for the American people. That's what it is. At every turn, Biden has been wrong about the virus, ignoring the scientific evidence and putting left-wing politics before facts and evidence. Sleepy Joe opposed both the China and the Europe travel bans. You know that. He opposed the China travel ban that I instituted very early and the Europe travel ban that I instituted quite early. But if we went after and listened to his advice, hundreds of thousands more people would have died. Dr. Fauci agreed with that. He said that President Trump made a great decision.
So there you go. He makes another point here, too. I want to play real quick.
We will continue to urge Americans to wear masks when they cannot socially distance, but we do not need to bring the full weight of the federal government down
on law-abiding Americans to accomplish this goal. Americans must have their freedoms, and I trust the American people.
See the difference? I trust the American people to decide. Joe does. He thinks you're too stupid.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Good morning. You know why it's a good morning? Because it's Friday. It's Friday. Is always a good morning. That's what I say. All right. Time for some COVID insanity, because there's always some COVID insanity. Like this. The average person's working almost an extra hour a day. Wait, I thought we were all bummed out. You know, binging, watching the TV. I guess not. The average person's workday has been 48 and a half minutes longer since the pandemic started, according to a new study, mostly because working from home means more after-hours emails. That is a thing. No, because it's like if you're home. Okay, before, if you worked in the office, there's some decorum there. You know what I mean? You've been at the office all day. Your boss sort of, you know, wants to hear back from you, but sort of also gets that you're doing other things too, right? But if you're working from home, then you're always working. Right? So you always got to be available. I totally get that. Almost extra hour a day. Really? Is that going on with you? All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, haven't worn a mask in months. I'm over 60. I sit in the sun at least 15 minutes a day. When it is clear, take vitamins and extra D3. Tested twice, still negative. Yeah, getting that vitamin D is so important. I do that too with the kids. I will boot them out the door. And make them, we've got lawn chairs, I make them sit in the lawn chair. 15 minutes, same thing. No sunblock. Got to get the D. You do. It's good. It's so important for your immune system. Yeah, Google it. Texter writes, hey, Taryn Lee, don't you know the FBI will enforce the new mask muffling? I mean, mask mandate. Texter writes, you can bet the left is going to have its own internal secret police very shortly. Yeah, at the rate we're going. Texter writes, the official U.S. black shirts will enforce the mask mandate. What, you mean Antifa? Oh, gosh, I love this one, this text. Tara, morning news is showing college football workouts. Most of the players are wearing balaclavas. Ha! You know the kind that helps spread COVID-19. That is the sound of me slapping my forehead. If we were a little more advanced into the show, I would go over to the bloody spot on the wall and bang my head. Yeah, okay, this is what this person's talking about. Duke University, this is from the beginning of the week, did a study on different kinds of masks, and they vary greatly in effectiveness, which is what makes them so dangerous. Everybody thinks that they have a superpower when they have a mask on. But the worst are the balaclavas. You know the ones where you look wicked, like a terrorist, and they come up over your nose, you know, and then they cover your whole neck, you know, those things? Yeah, those are made for motorcycle wearing. They are made to stop the dust that inevitably hits your face at high speed, right? But they're made to be breathable. In other words, they're made to let you breathe through them, to get the air through them. It's the opposite of what you'd want a mask to do. But they're really bad because they break, the droplets, moisture from your mouth and your nose, they break it into smaller particles, which actually helps them hang in the air. Normally, if you were just breathing them, they would be heavy enough, they'd drop pretty fast. They help to spread COVID-19. Oh, my God. Okay, so college football workouts, most of the players are wearing balaclavas. Oh, my God. Are they outside? Are they outside? Where? Never mind. I give up. Let's just keep going. Texter, I'd say Tara, people can get an abortion, but I have to wear a mask. My body, my choice. Used to be, yeah. Not so much anymore. Texter writes, I think having to wear a mask at work creates a hostile work environment. Another texter simply says the election infection. It is. Texter writes, we must start to reject every single thing the globalists promote. You know, yeah, you know what is the thing about that? No, I am getting to that point. They're always working you to something. Everything, the things they promote are never standalones. It's always a part of a bigger thing. Texter writes, where do we go? Okay. Texter writes, hey, Tara, did you hear that kindergarten and first grade teachers are not only required to wear masks, but also face shields? It is because the kindergartners and first graders are not required to wear masks, so they believe we need double protection. Ugh. Dude, is that true? Is that true? No, if you're listening, text me back. Is that Greenville County Schools or is that like statewide or what county are you in? Where are you teaching? God bless you for teaching, by the way. Oh, crazy right now. Texter writes, force the mask wearing outside, says Biden, yet Fauci admits sunshine kills the virus. Folks, there is no logic here. None. It's about control. Do not question the man behind the curtain. Texter writes, yes, the football players wearing the balaclavas are outdoors on the football field. Oh, my God. God, grant me the serenity. Never mind. Just never mind. Texter writes, sad, there is more law and order in the Middle East than in the USA right now. You know, that is true for certain cities. Did you see what just happened in Oregon? I am glued to Oregon. It is better than a reality TV show. I swear. Oh, my gosh. Do you know what just happened? Okay. So they didn't want the feds to go in and protect the buildings. They wanted them to remember to just stay inside the buildings and be burned alive, right? Which is what's thought to be a reasonable request by the left now, right? And if you come out of the building, then you're like a Nazi stormtrooper, right? So that was like 2 weeks ago. So they struck a deal and they would have the Oregon State Police come out and take the beating, defending the federal courthouse, right? Oregon State Police are pulling out. They're like, we're out of here. We are done. Wait till I tell you why. Next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so the left is winning in its cause. What is its cause? Laws shall not be applied to them, and they can do whatever they want. That's the cause. This is not the deal everyone else gets, just them. They just won a major victory this week. After the Portland DA said that, provided a whole list of crimes he would no longer prosecute, which, you know, basically includes escape from the police, interfering with an officer. That's when you help your buddy escape from the attempted arrest. All kinds of stuff like that. Rioting. You know, basically, just, you know, you're having a bad day. Just take it out on the nice police officer. He can't do anything because you're not going to be tried. So, okay. Well, remember, they'd worked out a deal in Portland because the left is determined to burn the courthouse down in Portland. And the DA is determined to help them. It's bizarre. But that's where we are. So the federal officers had sort of backed out of that. And remember, they'd replaced them with the Oregon State Police. Well, that was till yesterday. The spokesperson for the Oregon State Police, Captain Timothy Fox, says they're pulling out their 100 troopers. And, you know, if it burns, if the federal courthouse burns, it burns. Why? Quote, we're in a county, talking about Portland, we're in a county that's not going to prosecute this criminal behavior, Fox said. It was a pointed reference to Tuesday's announcement by the new district attorney, Mike Schmidt, that his office won't pursue many of the charges against demonstrators, including disorderly conduct, interfering with the police officer, and even riot. So the troopers will return to their regular assignments elsewhere in Willamette County. Quote, at this time, the police, this is Oregon State Police spokesperson said, at this time, we are inclined to move those resources back to counties where prosecution of criminal conduct is still a priority. Wow. I just wonder, are they going to succeed in burning the courthouse down or destroying it? I got to wonder at the rate we're going here. And then the next question, next logical question is, will they do it with folks inside? Or will federal officers be forced to abandon it? I don't know. I don't know where we are. I wonder where we're going to be 6 weeks from now. These are unbelievable times. Okay, texter writes, I wish people got as mad and took to the streets when a black man executes a 5-year-old white child as they do over having to wear a mask. I'm at the point I believe this mask crap is just a diversion to keep you preoccupied with meaningless nonsense, and the true conservative boomers are totally taking that ball. Bait. Sad. Okay, this is referring to what happened in North Carolina. And yesterday, the hashtag say his name was trending on Twitter. That's because the sweetest, cutest little 5-year-old ever, a boy on a bicycle, his neighbor, 25-year-old man Darius Sessions, walks up to him, broad daylight, puts a gun to his head and executes him in front of his two sisters. Wow, that's a wow. Media says nothing. That's why the hashtag say his name was briefly trending yesterday until Twitter figured out what it was and took it down. That was because CNN, NBC, CBS, ABC, New York Times, and NPR, and The Washington Post, and MSNBC, as of Thursday, had yet to cover the attack. Not at all. Fox News had covered it. It's being blacked out. Now, I can look at this two ways. Look at an attack like this, right? You can assume, given all the racial paranoia that the media has sown, that this was a racial attack. You could just assume that Darius Sessions was a racist, didn't like white people, had had it, and executed the kid because he was white. If I behave like the mainstream media, I'd just do that. And I wouldn't have to have any details, wouldn't have to know anything, and I'd just assume that he was a racist. Then I would cover it around the clock for the next, I don't know, what sounds good to y'all? Week? Telling everybody how very racist Darius Sessions is, even though I have no freaking clue what he was thinking. Maybe he was crazy. Maybe he's just nuts. He could be. He had eaten dinner with the family, who, again, were white, just a few days before. They'd invited him over. Took the family by absolute shock and surprise. I don't know, maybe Darius Sessions just went off his meds. Or maybe he's a lunatic racist. See, I'm not like the mainstream media. I don't know. So I'm not going to build a whole narrative around it. Other than to tell you it was a horrific tragedy that may or may not have had anything to do with race. Could have been caused by race. Maybe Darius Sessions is a horrific racist. Or maybe he's not. Instead, the mainstream media ignores this. Yet in other cases, including a shooting here in Georgia recently, it was assumed the shooters who were white were horrific racists. Do we know that? No, we have no freaking clue. But it doesn't matter. We'll just assume. Okay, great. Well, then maybe I should assume, too, that Darius Sessions is a racist. And that he executed that child because the child's white and he wanted, you know, he wanted to score one for the other side. Should I assume that? It'd be really poor journalism. In fact, I'd go so far as to say it would be completely and utterly irresponsible. So I'm not going to do it. But if the races were reversed, the mainstream media would, and you know it, and I know it. That's what's tearing this country apart. Poor, horrible, horrific journalism. Like this. Wow, folks, you should see what has come out here. It is, there's no words really to describe this. It's a picture. And it's an illustration from the Minneapolis Police Department's official training materials. We've been very interested in those. In fact, we were the first that I know of to talk about it on talk radio or anywhere broadcast. Yep, it's an illustration from the Minneapolis Police Department's official training material. It's one officer with his knee on a guy's neck, just like George Floyd, and two other officers holding him down in a prone position. It looks exactly like what happened to George Floyd. It's encouraged. The top of the slide says, okay, they are in handcuffs, now what? And will you do exactly what he did to George Floyd? They illustrate it with a picture. Now, when would you do this? Only if you're a horrific racist? Nope, doesn't say anything about that. The official training materials were on how to safely and properly subdue a suspect suffering from excited delirium. That puts you at risk of cardiac arrest, a heart attack. You got a lethal level of drugs in your system. You're foaming at the mouth like Floyd was. It explains that excited delirium is a potentially fatal, lethal medical condition due to the rising use of and abuse of illicit drugs. And it advises officers that the way to deal with it to help save the suspect is to immobilize him. But there's a problem. For many years, suspects had died of something called positional asphyxia. If you're a medical doctor, you'll know what that is. If you're an officer, you will too. They'd get you cuffed, they'd get you on the ground, and if you are losing control of your faculties because you're having a heart attack or something, guess what? You're face down, right? And you suffocate. So how do you make sure the person is immobilized but does not suffocate? Oh, there's an illustration of it. It looks just like what Chauvin did to George Floyd. You are sure to pin the head sideways so that they do not asphyxiate, that they aren't suffocated, and you hold the neck down with your knee. Training materials, folks. Training materials. Looks like the officers executed it perfectly, just as they were trained to do in this slide. I can't wait till a jury gets a hold of this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Keep in mind, the one thing we don't know about the George Floyd death is when he died. We still don't know. We know he was pronounced dead at the hospital. When did he die? Most of America thinks they watched him die. They watched him die of asphyxiation. Problem with that is that's not what his death certificate says. It doesn't have the word asphyxiation anywhere in it. In fact, it makes clear that his neck was damaged in no way from the hold he was in. I know it looked terrible, what we saw on the video, but is it possible that what we saw were those officers trying to save his life? If you don't have the background on this case, that sounds absurd. After the hose job, the media is done reporting it. But this is striking again. It's an illustration from the Minneapolis Police Department's official training material. One officer has his knee on a guy's neck exactly as Chauvin had it on Floyd's. The other two officers are holding him down exactly as the other two officers did. It's textbook. I mean, literally, it is textbook. Why would you do this? To be mean? No. If you're a racist? No. It's listed under how to safely and properly subdue a suspect suffering from excited delirium, a potentially lethal medical condition, which, due to the rising use of illicit drugs, has grown to epidemic proportions in the streets of America. Literally, they're calming you down so you don't have a heart attack. Now, why would you do this? Why? It looks terrible to the untrained eye. It looks awful. But it's recommended. Right there in the picture, just like George Floyd. But why would you do it for 8 minutes? That part just made total sense to me. I've been wondering about it. So the depicted suspect's flat on the ground with his head turned to the side. Why would you do that? Well, it makes perfect sense. It says, quote, the recovery position is to alleviate positional asphyxia. So if you're a medical professional listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You ever had a baby? Do you put a newborn down on his stomach to sleep? Or do you put him on their back? You don't put him on their stomach. We figured that out. Cost a lot of lives to what we thought was SIDS. Why? Because they're not strong enough to lift their head up. If their head winds up face down, they could suffocate. You know, we figured out what caused SIDS a number of years ago. Babies were only able to like halfway turn themselves. So women were buying these like nice fluffy sides for the crib. Those are deadly. And so the babies are getting crammed into the side. They can't move. Well, if you're having a heart attack, a drug overdose, you're otherwise compromised. You lose control of your faculties as George Floyd did. Remember, George Floyd begged them to put him on the ground because he said he was dying. He'd been hooping. He'd inserted drugs in his rectum. He had three times the potential fatal limit of fentanyl in his system. The average OD resulting in death from fentanyl is 9. He had 11. Bystander on the scene, right there in the video cam, says, looks like he's having a heart attack. So they did exactly what they were supposed to in their training. Right or wrong, I don't know. Let the jury hash it out. Why would you pin his neck to this side? To save his life. It explains it right here in the training slide from the Minneapolis Police Department. What had happened, and there's a great write-up on this actually on Wikipedia, of all the places, that, they'll subdue a suspect, get him on the ground, get him on his stomach, right? Put the handcuffs on the back. One problem. That works out okay if you can control your neck, but if you are incapacitated, you've lost control of your faculties, guess what? You're face down now. You can't breathe. And people were asphyxiating. It's called positional asphyxia. And they die. So what do? You want to make sure their neck stays sideways. So you put your knee on it. But you do it gently in a way that doesn't damage the neck or the muscles or block the airway. Exactly as Chauvin did. And we know that from the autopsy because there was no damage to the neck. This is why Chauvin looks so casual when he's doing it. He's done this a million times. Anyway, congratulations to former federal prosecutor George Perry. He dug this up. It's in a great piece called Chauvin Lane, Kyung and Thao, the George Floyd Fall Guys. He writes, look familiar? Could this and related parts of the officially approved and mandated Minneapolis Police Department training curriculum be why former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin saw fit to kneel on the side of George Floyd's neck? It's exactly what he did. And this country burns for no reason, because nobody ever waits for the details or the facts before they burn stuff down, because that's how we are in America.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.